any time of year. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for your marvelous 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAPACGAFIFAIR. None of them guys.
None of them?
Not a one. I don't speak for Mark. He doesn't speak for Shelley, and she doesn't speak for me. We pretty much only speak for ourselves.
I think you have spoken for each other before.
Yeah, probably. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
You got a mouthful of
cheesy popcorn
there, Shelley?
Cheesy popcorn.
She's shaking her head. That doesn't really go over as well on the air, but it's okay.
I wasn't shaking my head. I was nodding my head.
Oh.
If I was shaking my head, I would be saying no.
You were shaking to the affirmative.
I was nodding my head.
Okay. Mm. You had the nods?
Yeah, she was nodding out.
Med 6?
How long have you had that heroin problem?
I don't know. How long have we been recording?
Yeah.
On this show, 1:03.
Well, there you go.
Plus the lead-in music and Dr. Drew and the bell. Maybe 5 minutes.
That's right.
So,
what?
I had an awesome chocolate croissant. Was banging. Was really good. Mark suggested it. Damn tasty.
Yeah. It's good.
Awesome.
Shelley can't wait to say something.
Shelley, if I needed a meeting, what should I do?
Not be listening to this crap.
Crap?
Crap?
Thanks for holding us up in high regard for the listeners.
So I...
Shelley, not a fan.
So I went to church.
I didn't say anything about church.
No, not yet, but you usually do.
Only because you asked me.
No. Well, I said, how was your day? This is what we call bantering.
I know, but didn't we cover this on the last show?
Yeah, but this is a new show.
I know, but I had the same day on this show that
we're
had on the last show.
We're supposed to be, yeah, but see, nobody knows that except us, except you just blew it now.
Yeah, now everybody knows we do more than one show in a night.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks, Shelley.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Shelley. Do people really care?
No.
No.
Do we really care?
What time it is?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Damn right. Still one of the most popular segments. Pretty soon, guys, get ready because we're getting near being able to record interviews. And when we do that, we'll make it where you guys can call up and call us in on Skype. And we'll be able to talk with you. That would be very cool.
Okay, we have the story that Mark wanted to get to. Philadelphia. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Sean Benshop.
Benshop?
Yes, he is.
With a pop?
Yes. Faces 6 counts of involuntary manslaughter. 13
Ooh.
Counts of recklessly endangering another person.
Wow.
1 count of risking a catastrophe. I didn't even know that was a crime.
Risking a catastrophe.
I risk a catastrophe every time I cook dinner.
I say this.
Nice.
<Yeah. clears throat> He's in big trouble.
Yeah, we have dinner with Shelley. We always pray after we eat.
Yeah. he's an excavator. Works for a construction firm. Now I can't remember. Mark, what did he do? He collapsed a building or something, right?
Yeah, he knocked down a building onto another building.
Right, killed 6 people.
Whoops.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's accused of being high on marijuana.
Oops.
When he did it. There was a toxicology report that showed he was high on marijuana, but, you know, as we all know...
Wait a minute.
He may not have actually been high at that moment. How do you know?
Now, he could have got high 3 days ago and tested...
That's
positive.
Right.
Hmm.
Right. He did flee the scene. He was later... But then he went home.
And got high. That's what I would say.
Yep.
I was so upset I went home and got high.
Interesting enough, he goes by another name, Kerry Roberts, and he's been arrested 11 times on drug charges and weapons possession charges.
Oh.
Pillar
of the community.
Yes, he was twice sent to prison in the 90s on drug trafficking
now
charges.
Now I get where they're going to try and go after the boss.
He did his time.
What the hell are you hiring this guy for?
He did his time.
That's right.
And now there's a criminal investigation going on, and two of the survivors are suing the demolition contractor and the building owner, alleging gross recklessness at the job site.
Bingo.
And that was where Mark had an issue.
We brought this up several months ago on the show, when they were talking about legalizing marijuana in some states, and
right.
not being able to...
Test correctly.
Until after something were to happen. And I said, the problem with that is, if something happens and somebody tests positive, they're going to figure out that the owner who could not stop it is now liable for it. And there it is.
I heard an interesting ad on when I was coming back from speaking on a panel. And it was a drunk driving lawyer thing. And they said, doesn't matter if you've blown a dirty test on alcohol. And it says, you know why? If you claim you burped right before you blew that test, your thing will come out way higher than if you haven't burped.
Oh.
Because it's bringing up stuff directly out of your stomach than when you burp.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow. I mean, these guys have it down to a T.
Yeah.
But you can, and the reason I bring that up is you can't do that, at least not yet, with weed. You know, so it's tough to pin anything on someone, and we had discussed this before.
How do you test for it?
Yeah, because it's not like, there needs to be like a breathalyzer test, something that would show the difference between I've been smoked in the last few hours, or I smoked 4 days ago, or 20 days ago, and I'm still testing dirty.
Science has not yet found it.
Science has not yet accomplished this. It hasn't done so yet.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
Well, no, because if you hold your breath, then you can't breathe into the breathalyzer.
Right.
Yes.
And then you'll turn blue and fall over.
And then you have bigger problems than being caught for smoking pot.
Right.
All right.
By the way, on those things you have to blow into when you drive your car,
yeah.
What's to stop someone else from just leaning over and blowing into it?
There isn't. That's why people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, just wondering.
But about... 20 minutes after you start driving, you have to blow into it again. So you have to either have somebody with you, in which case you would just have them drive.
That's true.
Or the blow my car so I can leave, you start driving, and then it's time to blow again.
Well, I might have stopped and had a beer then.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Okay, the next story is from Israel.
Okay.
For the second time, a group of what they are calling frisky female soldiers.
I already like the sound of this.
I saw this.
They're in trouble. It's a group of like anywhere from 3 to 5 girls. They're all in the same
unit.
Unit of the Israeli military. Now, in Israel, everyone over the age, you hit 18 or whatever it is, it's compulsory military service. I think it's 2 years or is it 1 year?
Yes.
Something like that. That you have to serve in the military in Israel, every adult. So these girls, and they are quite svelte, and they're all wearing little lace thongs.
They're hot.
Posing with their military weaponry.
How did I miss this?
And putting it up on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they're being reprimanded and disciplined. Apparently the first time they were reprimanded didn't do much because they just did it again.
The super secret Athena team.
Yeah, and the military, the Israeli military is not saying what kind of punishment they're going to have to endure, but has blasted, I'm quoting here, blasted their lack of professionalism.
If they say they don't know the punishment, but they ask these girls to bring knee pads into the office with them, something's up.
Well, I thought this was humorous.
I would take a unit like that, and I would turn them into, like...
Ninja chicks.
Absolutely, because you know what? Four good-looking women, a group of soldiers from any other country, they're going to get those guys to set their guns down.
Yeah.
Right before they kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I found amusing is that, I'm quoting the story here, it says, in an effort to encourage female conscripts to stop stripping, the military instituted a series of lectures that stressed the importance of staying clothed on duty.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that's going to work.
Why? Why, Shelley? Why?
I've seen the pictures in there. They're pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Uncle Saul wants you.
Yeah.
We recently had National Donut Day.
Oh, How did Jimmy miss that?
I missed that one.
How did Jimmy miss that
one? He didn't. He was all over me. It's Donut Day. Didn't you bring donuts?
Oh. Good thinking, Jim.
Now, that was on Friday. Dunkin' Donuts, on that day, unveiled their new glazed donut breakfast sandwich. It's bacon, slices of bacon, and a pepper-fried egg in between two halves of a glazed donut. Krispy Kreme.
That really sounds disgusting.
It is. It does sound disgusting. However, Krispy Kreme...
You know, not to be outdone.
Which is exactly what the story says.
nice job, Bruce.
They are introducing their Sloppy Joe. They have been in conjunction with a chef called Chicken Charlie Bogosian.
What?
I don't know. Chuck. He's some chicken chef.
Chicken Chuck is what we call him.
Yeah, Chicken Chuck. They are introducing a Sloppy Joe donut sandwich.
Made out of chicken?
Yes. It's shredded chicken with, like, Sloppy Joe sauce, you know, stuff in between two halves of a Krispy Kreme donut, which sounds really disgusting.
Isn't a Sloppy Joe always ground meat?
No. I don't know. It doesn't say ground beef in the title.
Okay.
This is a Sloppy Charlie.
Yes, and it sounds completely disgusting. Okay, now we're going to Houston, because not only...
Let me get my boots on.
Does Texas have an issue with all of the efforts to take our guns away that are going on in Washington and various states right now?
And start requiring people to carry a gun?
Not just requiring, they are giving them away for free.
Let's go.
Perfect.
apparently, the government is fully backing a nonprofit organization called Armed Citizens Project. They are starting out their thing by giving away free shotguns to single women and residents of neighborhoods with high crime rates.
I like that.
And the state is
paying...
But
you bet the crime rate goes down.
Yes.
The state is paying for the training.
Gotta love Rick Perry, don't you?
Yeah, they one of the gals in here, Cheryl Strange, she was one of the first in line to get her, a single mom, to get her shotgun. Totally inexperienced with guns, didn't know anything about it. She picked up her gun, went directly to the shooting range where she turned in her little chit for her classes and started learning right away.
That a girl.
Yep.
You go.
Now, this organization is also talking to other cities in other states, including Illinois and Arizona. Tucson, Arizona is probably going to be the next city, or Arizona, the state, that allows the nonprofit to come in and give away guns and supports them.
Beautiful.
Well, they have a lot of gun violence in Chicago.
Yeah, they do.
A ton. And they have one of the strongest
anti-gun laws. Yeah.
Anti-gun laws in the country. Yeah. And they have more deaths from gun use.
You know why?
Because they figure no one's got a gun.
That's right.
Okay.
I would never try and rob any place in Texas.
Walk into a bar just outside of San Antonio, Texas. You pull
eight
a
out
gun,
of ten people have one.
You pull a gun and you got 80 of them pointing right back at you.
If I ever go to Texas, I'm getting a special shirt made that said, I come in peace.
Yeah.
I don't want any trouble.
And on the back it says, but I go in pieces.
Okay, now we're going to last story. We're going to Stockholm, Sweden.
Sweet.
Hmm. I thought this was Svenska hilarious.
Flicka.
Okay, now in the summer, the drivers of the trains, you know, there's tons of trains all over the country. I mean,
yes.
That's how they get around, basically. Trains, bikes, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Very big on public transportation. In the driving cabs of the trains in the summer, you know, they're not big on air conditioning there because it's not a real cold country or a real warm country. Sorry.
Right.
But the cabs get up to 95 degrees.
Ouch.
During the summer. However, the dress code does not allow the drivers to wear shorts.
Yeah.
They can wear skirts or pants.
Oh.
However, the dress code does not specify who can wear the skirts.
Good.
So to get around the no shorts ban,
uh-huh.
a bunch of the male drivers have started wearing skirts.
Oh, like kilts?
No, not kilts. I saw a picture of a guy wearing like this little pencil mini black mini skirt to work. And the
These guys are getting to do something that they thought they had to hide for years.
That's right.
Now
Halloween and summer.
Now, the Stockholm train service has said that they're going to allow it because of their anti-discrimination laws.
Damn straight.
They can't discriminate against cross-dressers.
Why don't they just let guys wear shorts?
Because they say it's not professional.
Yeah,
the
but it's much more professional for a guy to wear a skirt.
Yes.
Jeez.
Are they patterning themselves after our government now?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Or Monty Python's government.
I thought that was hilarious. And the picture of the guy, he's got a perfect, starched white shirt,
uh-huh.
short sleeve shirt with his little black tie and this black pencil skirt, very fashionable, and in his regular man's
work boots.
Work shoes, yes. Work
perfect.
It's just hilarious.
On the back, it should say, all aboard.
Oh,
nice.
Geez. Oh, all right. Well, that,
Bend
my
over,
excellent
I'll
friends,
drive.
Is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back. Welcome back. Shout out to the New Way Foundation and Sober College at selfwillhappens.com.
Yes.
We have a topic sent in from Naked Zombie Drummer.
We love him.
He said, thanks for doing the topic on Balancing Act. Would you guys do one entitled Being Aware of Your Surroundings? I use this as a theme to be one with my higher powers guide. They used to talk about this a lot at a couple of the facilities I was at. There was a place called Impact House, and if you left your pen... You're always required to carry a pen with you in case you need to write down someone's number from the program or something. If you did not have your pen, they would want to know why you didn't have your pen, and whatever the answer was wasn't good enough. You had to get up in the morning and write about it. And one of the things they said is they want you to be very aware of your surroundings, you know, to make sure you're not in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing with the wrong people. What do you think about that, Mark? Mark,
when
had
we
a mouthful
new,
of popcorn.
Had a mouthful of popcorn. When we were new, we did tend to be a bit oblivious to what was going on around us.
Yes.
I have a guy, a sponsor, who takes his break at work, goes to one of the local taco trucks to pick up lunch, and drives to the park to have lunch. The park where people score dope all day long.
Nice.
Wonders why he's so uncomfortable by the time lunch is over. Suggests that he find a different park to go eat lunch at.
Absolutely. Oh, I've heard of guys that, matter of fact, a guy that we know, Ed, he goes to work and everyone at lunchtime goes out and drinks beer. And he's like, wow, you know, that's not really a good thing for me. That's pretty common in construction work and stuff like that. I remember when we were at Impact one time, they were building a cinder block wall. They're putting this wall up. It's beautiful. Perfectly straight. They go out for lunch. They come back. You could tell the difference in the wall when they came back. And the guy from Impact was, like, extremely pissed off. He's like, look at this wall. It's perfect from here to here. They go out to lunch. They come back. None of it's perfect after that. The wall is jaggedy. It's leaning one way.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. So what do you think, Shelly?
I don't know. It goes back to what my sponsor always told me, was check your motives. Goes along with it. That, for me, that goes along with the same thing. Because if I'm always checking my motives for being somewhere, then I am automatically aware of my surroundings because I have to look at what I'm doing and what's going on.
That's a good point.
And she's very big on motives. What's your motive in this? And what is your part?
Damn her.
I know.
Yeah, that sponsor stuff.
Throwing that crap at me.
What is your part?
I was there.
Yeah.
That was my part.
I didn't have a part. Well, then why is it on your mind?
You know, it's really true, though. I remember when I was new, there was a lot of things that could set me off. I mean, even things that were kind of didn't seem like anything. Because I used to slam, there'd be times I'd be sitting at breakfast, and I'd be looking at this spoon on the table, and it would trigger me. And so Impact made me carry around a spoon with me for like 3 weeks. And if I left the spoon somewhere and forgot about it, they made me get up and write about it. And then what they were doing was desensitizing me from the spoon. Mm-hmm. But I've found that, you know, you got those people that drive certain places in town. Their car always wants to make that right turn to that liquor store. You know, you want to be careful not to drive on that street. You know, you have to sometimes redirect your thinking ahead of time.
I left the meeting to go home. My car ended up at the dope man's house.
That actually almost happened to me once. Not the dope man's house, but because I would always, not always, but if it was a particular liquor store's day, you know, because you have to rotate your liquor stores. You can't go to the same one all the time.
Right, or you look like you're an alcoholic.
Right. There was one that was right on the corner as before I would make the right turn to go down and pick up the kids from school. And I always picked up my stuff before I went to get the kids to get home so I could drink and we were all safe. I don't know, I had maybe 6-7 months at the time, went to pick up the kids from school. My car, it was almost like my car automatically wanted to make that right turn right into the liquor store parking lot. And I didn't, but I had to redirect my thinking, and it actually kind of freaked me out a little. I went down, parked in front of the school, or around the side of the school to wait for the kids, and my hands were shaking. I had to call my sponsor because I was like, it really freaked me out. But she'd trained me. By that point, she'd trained me to check my motives. So when I started, I automatically started to make the right turn, I went, whoa, what are we doing here? You know, and then I didn't turn into the parking lot. But it is, you know, it is a little weird.
Nice. Well, and that is a way to redirect your thinking. Now, he had mentioned that he uses that as a theme to be one with his higher powers guide. So, you know, the thing is, if it kind of goes along with those prayers, like where you direct God, please direct my thinking today. That's a perfect example of that, because if you don't have directed thinking, you can leave your, it's real easy for alcoholics and addicts that are new to put themselves in bad situations. I've had people go, I don't know if I should go to that party with my family because my family all drinks and they always want me to drink. It's probably a party you shouldn't go to.
I had a guy in a meeting share, he's got about 5 months, left work on Friday, went to go visit his brother, cousin, some family member at his place of business. Knowing that every Friday afternoon about the time work ends, they all go out back, pop open the ice chest, grab a beer, and start passing around a couple of dubs.
Nice.
Went over there to hang out, was drinking his soda. But
and
handing,
suddenly...
But handing the joint back and forth to people as it went by him.
Wow.
Wow, that's a dangerous situation.
Yeah. I was fine because I wasn't going to smoke.
Yeah.
Great. Are you going back there ever again? Well, I liked hanging out with the guys. Okay.
I think that's really dangerous.
Yeah. A friend of mine with about 25 years says, I am now taking odds on him continuing to be around here.
Ooh. Deadpool, loaded pool?
Loaded pool.
So, Shelley, what do you think?
About what?
About
anything.
The topic.
Well, I said what I thought.
That was it?
Any additional thoughts?
Do you have anything that you would direct your sponsees to do about how to be aware of their surroundings or what they should do about their surroundings?
Mostly to be aware of the fact that you can't continue in the same habits. If you always go, like, for example, if I went to the grocery store for alcohol, I went to Ralph's. I knew exactly where what I wanted was, or Rite Aid. I knew where what I wanted was. The cashiers in those two places all knew me.
I would guess, yes.
Now, I didn't go there every day for the booze, but I always went to that store. When I got sober, I stopped going to that store. And I told all the cashiers that I wasn't drinking anymore, but it was a little bit difficult because the water was in the same aisle as the booze.
I remember that.
So I just didn't go back to that store for a while because I had to change my habits. You know, because I'm, you know, when you're rushing through your day, you're not always aware of everything.
What was that store?
It was Ralph's.
Oh, Ralph's, okay.
And then
Kroger for you people in other parts of the country.
Yeah, I did actually run into the store one day to get something really quick, and one of the cashiers, who swore she would never sell me booze again, which she never did, said, hey, by the way, we're moving the water. They did. They moved the water over to the other side of the store. So then I went back
just
to the store.
Just for you?
No, not just for me, but they were reorganizing. She let me know that was they were doing that. So then I'd go back to the store, and since all the cashiers already knew that I had quit drinking, it was a safe place for me to be then. But before that, I had to change that habit so that I didn't unthinkingly do something I didn't want to do.
Right. Do you ever, because I don't have it anymore, but I know when I was newer, going through a liquor aisle, I could see where that could give issue to people.
See, it doesn't bug me at all anymore.
Well, it doesn't bug me at all anymore either, but... But when I was much newer, I'm sure it would have.
Yeah. You know what I see now? I don't see the booze. If I happen to walk down that aisle on my way to the... Because the pet aisle in the store I go to now...
Do you see the alcoholics instead?
No. I see the labels and the bottles. Some of those bottles are really pretty. I don't see the fact that it's booze. I'm like...
That's how it starts. Look at those pretty bottles.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Look at those pretty bottles.
But it doesn't really register with me. Like,
I just want to collect them. Bruce, I'm collecting alcohol bottles because they're so pretty.
No.
Look, I've got an entire cupboard full of my collection.
It's so pretty.
I don't have room for bottles. I've got too much
yarn. Wait a minute. Some of those bottles look empty. Well, I poured them out.
In the driveway.
Into my cup. So... What would your final thoughts on being aware of your surroundings be?
Well, I mean, just in general, even if you're not an addict or an alcoholic, it would be a good idea to be aware of your surroundings so you don't run into a pole. If you are an addict or an alcoholic, it would be a good idea to be aware of your surroundings so that you don't run into a bottle.
There you go. Mark.
Or you don't run into a relapse.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark.
What?
Final words.
My daughter was staying with a friend, helping her house sit at her grandmother's house about a year and a half ago. Called me, asked if I'd come pick her up. Gave me directions. Directions sounded vaguely familiar. Grandma lived, the house they were sitting at, which was Grandma's house, lived next door to my old dealer.
Yikes.
I noticed.
Did you pull into the wrong driveway?
Nope, but I noticed. And I noticed it wasn't the most comfortable feeling in the world. So be aware.
Nice. I think that being aware of your surroundings is important. Like I said, I went into a recovery facility where they wanted to make sure you didn't leave anything behind. Don't leave your coffee cup. Don't leave your pen. Always be aware of what's around you because you never know. There'll be that person at work or something that will offer something up. Or if you go to where everyone from work hangs out at lunch break and you think they're going to be drinking, that is the place not to go. I think that most people that have been around a while in recovery know how to do that. And people that are new, they're used to going where everyone goes at lunch break. That's the kind of habits that we need to break. Mark, someone's listening to the show.
One more thing. If you don't stay aware of your surroundings, you're liable to leave your sobriety behind.
There you go. People are listening to the shoe.
We really appreciate you listening to the shoe. It's a really, really big shoe.
I wonder how many people even know who Ed Sullivan is anymore.
I know. I thought about that right when I said it. God, I'm old. We appreciate you listening to the show. And any way you listen to the show, we appreciate it. However, if you're not listening through the recovery101.net site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net and listen to the show from our site where you have an opportunity to join Podomatic, become a member. You will get emails alerting you as to when we have a new show posted. You can also go up and like and comment, and you can follow. You can add us to your playlists and participate in our ratings and numbers. Thank you very much.
I saw a thing, Jimmy Kimmel thing, and I saw it on YouTube, and they were talking about asking people who people were. Mm-hmm. And he said he wondered if any kids in America knew who Elvis was.
Mm-hmm.
So he's showing pictures. A lot of kids are going, I have no idea who that is. And this one girl goes, oh, yeah, I know who that is. And he goes, what's his name? She goes, Michael Jackson. It was Elvis. It's beautiful. Shelley. Who's our Elvis back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. The new issue is out. It's been out for a while, actually, May, June issue. You can go to, did I already say that?
Yes.
Okay,
but
you can
okay.
Go and read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he'll send it to you in the post. There will also be information in the 12-Step Gazette about how you can get a franchise of that publication so that it will cover your own little area.
Nice. We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com, and you can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Looking for Trouble.
Looking for Trouble. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. Yeah.